Well, good Thursday morning. It is the 7th of March, and my title today is, and while we're talking about walls, you know, Hebrews 11, the chapter we're looking at in regard to faith and its role in our recovery from our sexual brokenness, tells us that, quote, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. Faith is the assurance of things we hope for and the conviction of things we do not see. However, in this case, there was something seen and something that was hoped for. God knew that his people needed something to bolster their faith in order to enter the promised land. The previous generation got to this point 40 years before, and they decided, hell no, we won't go in the promised land, because 10 of the spies said there were giants in the land who were fierce and could not be defeated. They felt like grasshoppers in the sight of these giants, and their faith shriveled like someone who jumps into Lake Michigan in January has shrinkage. They all died in the desert over the next 40 years. So the next generation is back again facing a walled city named Jericho. Now think about this for a moment. For 40 years, this generation was born and raised in the desert, and they've been wandering around in the desert. What's for breakfast? Manna. How about lunch? Manna. And oh, what's for dinner? Manna. Eating manna every day for 14,600 days. But now they're eating some of the fresh produce of the land with unleavened cakes and parched grain. Mmm, sounds delicious, but for them, I'm telling you, it was surf and turf. And oh, by the way, just before all this began, all the Hebrew males had just been circumcised because they weren't doing that in the desert. Not what I would think of doing before asking guys to go into battle, but they rested until they were healed. You know, you might have a hard time wielding one sword while the other one is in intensive care. Sorry, but I just couldn't resist that. But back to the story. Suddenly Joshua looks up and sees someone there who has his sword drawn. And as Josh walks up to him and asks him, are you for us or against us? But this was not just any man. He says, I am the captain of the host of the Lord. And Joshua does an immediate face plant in the dirt and asks what Captain H wants. And the answer is, remove your sandals from your feet because the place where you're standing is holy ground. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? The next day, Josh gets a little parade set up according to the instructions of the Lord. The parade would have all of the men of war dressed for war, and they would walk before the Ark of the Covenant. In front of the ark were 7 priests carrying 7 trumpets of ram's horns and blowing them continuously, and behind them was the rear guard. Lastly, Josh said, no talking in line and no shouting, which they did for 6 days, 1 lap around the city each day. Then finally, on the 7th day, they get to go around 7 times, and when Josh says, shout, they all shouted, and those walls came a tumbling down. You know, it's interesting to me that this act is found in Hebrews 11. However, it is a perfect example of the power of faith and people doing what God told them to do, even though at the time it might seem ridiculous, but only to find amazing results. This was a fortified city like no other, and just by doing what God told them to do, the walls fell outward and the city was theirs. It was not an act of war, it was an act of faith that overcame the obstacles they encountered. Perhaps you view your years or even decades of sexual sin like the walls of Jericho or Goliath from Gath. You have not been able to overcome it. And now it is this giant calling you out and laughing at your silly attempts to stop. Listen, my friends, we're all in a battle and we cannot win it, but we can't afford to lose it either. It is a battle that if we're going to stand a chance of winning, we need faith, and a strong faith, not in ourselves. How has that been working for you? But faith in God and doing what he tells us to do. Now listen carefully. What he tells us to do is break the isolation. That's right. Let light into your darkness. The Lord tells us, confess your sins to one another. Pray for one another. Love one another. Bear one another's burdens. Notice anything all of those commands have in common? They cannot be done alone. Which is why, over the past 13 plus years, I have learned that recovery only happens in community. Listen, you're part of the 180 Ministries community. I send you these daily emails and podcasts because I want to encourage you. And for many of you, this has helped a lot. But it cannot eliminate the need for being connected to a community of other believers who are helping one another. And in the internet, we have the capacity to do that. This Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the United States, I'm starting a new online support team to create an online community for you. How many times have you fallen into sexual sin online? Well, you want to see that there's also power in using the technology to rescue one another? So I invite you, join me at 9 a.m. Saturday morning, Eastern Standard Time. Email me if you're interested, and yes, you can remain anonymous on the call. It'll just be a way to introduce what we do in our online groups. God bless you. Have a great day in the Lord. Live by faith today. Believe that God can do what he wants to do, and what he wants to do is make us holy. God bless you, and goodbye.